Welcome to the Business Plan Podcast, where I teach you everything you need to know to write your business plan quickly so you can start building your business. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Slide 9, your team slide. Now we're ready to talk about your team, who, along with you, are going to execute your business plan. This slide talks about your team you have and the positions on the team you need to fill. The good news is that you already have some of this work complete from having done your financial slide. Remember how you mapped out the people and when they would come on board? That's going to come into play here. Your company, regardless of its stage of evolution, needs a strong team. You need passionate, driven, and highly skilled people. If you're just starting out and have limited resources, you're going to be tempted to settle for someone who just will work for now. Even if you can't afford the level you need, or you're just anxious to get started, don't compromise on your team members. Here's the deal. Building a business is hard, and statistics say that no matter how good your product or service is, the odds are against you. Because of this, you need to control every variable that you can control. And in this case, that means being strict on hiring team members. You can't afford to waste time managing a bad egg or waste money paying for them to do work that never got done. Your slide will have pictures of your team on it, along with highlights of their background underneath of it, backed up by their resumes. You want to answer these questions to get your team slide done. Who is on your team today? What are each of their skills and titles that you're going to give them? What positions do you need to fill in 3 months? What positions do you need to fill in 6 months? What positions do you need to fill in 12 months? What about 18 or 24 months? Are you going to have an advisory board? If yes, who do you need on it? Think skills and then people who have those skills that you might already know or need to recruit. Here's some ideas about advisors. They are not legally bound to your business. They will help you because they like you. And they may be compensated with equity, dinners, drinks, and/or just gratitude. Who is on or needs to be on your board of directors? Some characteristics of your board of directors. They are legally bound to your business. They have different areas of expertise to help you. They're a mix of investors and independent members, and they will cost equity and/or cash compensation. Who do you want to have on your board? Just like your advisors, think skills and then people. After going through this exercise, you may discover while building this that there's a few positions that you didn't think about when you were building your financials. After you're done this slide, go back and update your financials so that you have it correct. You didn't make a mistake. It's all part of the process here. Here's the framework I developed for choosing team members over the last 2 decades of building companies. It'll get you started. Use and modify it as you want for your company. The overarching idea is selection is an ongoing process. This means that being selected as part of the team doesn't give that person the right to be on the team. Everyone earns their position daily. Not everyone is going to be on their game all the time, but major or prolonged lapses are cause to let them go. Here are the 12 traits I look for when hiring people that you can use as a guide. Remember, people aren't perfect, but you want people to have at least 89 to 90% of each one of these. If you accept less than that, the risk of a bad team member increases exponentially. Number 1, they are self-teaching and problem solvers. People must be a self-starter, able to do research and teach themselves how to do something by finding instruction and learning without a structured environment and without being told to do so. Number 2, they possess introspection, self-reflection, and judgment. They must be able to look within themselves with an honest lens, critique themselves to improve, and they're able to hear and apply criticism. Number 3, they have a bias towards action. Better to make a decision than none at all. Number 4, subordinate to the mission and goal. The mission of the company to succeed is bigger than themselves, and even when they disagree, you'll note number 10, if they voted against it, they fall into line and do not have a "I told you so" attitude. Number 5, comfortable with ambiguity. Able to work and thrive in ambiguity. That's what happens when you're starting out and building a company. Number 6, honesty. They're honest with others and, as importantly, with themselves. Number 7, they maintain good physical health. These people value being healthy and recognize the benefits. They understand their needs and how health affects them in all areas of their life. Number 8, tenacity. They understand there are times when the mind will want to give up, but they have the will to push through and keep going. Number 9, they have risk tolerance and they're brave. They're willing to take risks and make mistakes with the confidence they can fix any they make and find the correct path. Number 10, they're willing to challenge authority. They're willing to speak up when they don't agree. You don't want a bunch of yes people following you. Number 11, hey, this is Brandon. Between this podcast and the Amazon number one best-selling book I wrote titled Back of the Napkin to Business Plan in 11 Slides, you have every resource you need to build your business plan. Here's the thing, though. I found that even with all of these resources, not everyone wants to take the time to learn how to write a business plan and then write theirs. Rather, some people want an expert to help guide them through to get it done and then get to work actually building their business so they can make money. If you're one of those people and want to accelerate your success, drop me an email at b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line. As a fellow entrepreneur with 2 exits so far, a former venture capitalist and angel investor living here in Silicon Valley, I'll work with you to whip out your plan, including your financials, fast so you can get to work making money with your business. Email me at b@brandoncwhite.com. That's b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line, and I'll get back to you to see if we're a fit for one another to make it happen. Now, back to the show. Number 11, respect for others. They simply respect other people as fellow humans, even when they don't agree or they don't share the exact same opinions on different subjects. And number 12, they will ask for help when they need it. Asking for help is hard sometimes. The person knows when they're at their limit of trying to solve the problem, are spinning their wheels, and will ask for help. And finishing up, you need to understand your strengths so you can compensate for your weaknesses. You need to be brutally honest with yourself here. There are some weaknesses that you will overcome. For example, if finance isn't your thing, you can figure out how to know enough to ask some questions, like, hey, are we going to have enough money this month? But you realize that you're not going to try to do your taxes or have some sort of finance strategy. You can hire a professional to help you with that. Some things, on the other hand, you're never going to be able to overcome. And that's not a bad thing. It's who you are. If you're not a great manager, but you're a great visionary, find someone who can run the projects for you. That's the partner. That's the team member you're looking for. Even Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook realized this, which is why he hired Sheryl Sandberg back in the day to be his chief operating officer. Be honest and find people who can fill in the gaps, not necessarily duplicate your strengths. Starting a business or launching a product or service within a company can be a lonely job. Find a peer group and join, even if it costs you some money. I've found the value and support is 10x whatever the cost. Your team is key to your business success, and now you have a plan to build yours out. In summary, here's how far you've come. You have your elevator pitch, you set up your problem, you showed your solution, you know the size of the market, how you're going to advertise and sell into that market, you have your milestones set and what you've achieved so far, you know who your competition is and how you're different, you have your financial model and can predict how much money you're going to make and how much it's going to cost you to get started, and now you have your team and a plan to build your team out. You've got just 2 more slides left to build your business plan. Next up, your funding slide. We'll see you there. Hey, this is Brandon. Between this podcast and the Amazon number one best-selling book I wrote titled Back of the Napkin to Business Plan in 11 Slides, you have every resource you need to build your business plan. Here's the thing, though. I found that even with all of these resources, not everyone wants to take the time to learn how to write a business plan and then write theirs. Rather, some people want an expert to help guide them through to get it done and then get to work actually building their business so they can make money. If you're one of those people and want to accelerate your success, drop me an email at b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line. As a fellow entrepreneur with 2 exits so far, a former venture capitalist and angel investor living here in Silicon Valley, I'll work with you to whip out your plan, including your financials, fast so you can get to work making money with your business. Email me at b@brandoncwhite.com. That's b@brandoncwhite.com. White, WHITE.com with business plan in the subject line. And I'll get back to you to see if we're a fit for one another to make it happen. We'll see you in the next episode.